really nice how well trained they are in it. Good morning, church. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I better just first of all bring you up to date on Karen. I've got several texts this week, and actually sent one of them on for the prayer chain. It was really, really awesome. It's pretty neat how it happened. I just got it, and right after it, Julie texted, "How's your sister doing?" I thought, well, Jesse helped me send it on. I don't know how to do that on my phone, but he said, "How do I send this on to Julie?" So he did that for me, and so you were able to get the update. And it's really amazing what God is doing in her life. She's healing up. She's in her own room now, and still in critical care room, but it's a private room where she's not on the critical care floor anymore. And doing well. She expects to come home and resume her life again. So thank the Lord for what she's doing, for what He's doing in her life. I actually spent most of the week in prayer asking, Lord, what do you want me to bring this week? And didn't have anything until yesterday morning. I just got up and decided I was going to spend some time with the Lord yesterday morning because He hadn't given me a word for the church yet. And He gave me using what God gave you. You know, each one of us is made a little bit differently than the others. We're unique. We're all a little bit different. Growing up, it seems like I always wanted to be like somebody else. So I always wanted to be somebody that I wasn't. But as I've learned about who God is and what He wants in the body of Christ, He wants each one of us just the way we are. He doesn't want to change any of us to look differently. He made you the way you are. And I want you to feel good about the way God made you. And He wants you to feel good about that. And we're going to begin in Romans today, chapter 12. Just begin with scripture there and then go on. I've got a few little things that God has shown me to share with the body today. But before we begin in chapter 12 of Romans, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I ask today that You'll have Your way. That I'll not get in Your way, but that I'll allow You to move and do what You want to do in the body of Christ today. I thank You for loving us, for caring for us. Thank You, Lord, for just meeting our needs another week. That You care about every little detail of our lives, that You love us the way we are. And Father, I thank You that I can be me. That I don't have to be like somebody else, that I can be less. And Lord, I just thank You for that You're going to show us today that we're each unique, but we're each one loved in Your eyes, and You care about every detail of our lives. So, Father, thank You for showing us that today. In Jesus' name, amen. In Romans chapter 12, begins there in verse 1, it says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Some of the other versions say it's your reasonable act of worship. It's not something that He's asking us to do above and beyond, but it's really reasonable that we offer our bodies as living sacrifices, that we use ourselves to further His kingdom. "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. And if it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. And if it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is good, or what is evil, I mean. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need, and practice hospitality. That's as far as I'm going to read today, verses 1 through 13. Write them down as your text for the day, and that there's just so much good stuff in here. So, as we talk about each of us having our own shape, let's say, we're all a little bit different, we're all unique, we're all part of God's plan. He called us all together here to be a family, and so that's what we're doing here. We're trying to be the family of God. We're trying to serve in the place where we fit. And through the scriptures and things that we look at today, I want to encourage each of you to find out your purpose in the body of Christ and to fulfill it. We all are part of the body, and it takes every part to make it work well. Out of high school, I started in the carpentry first, and then I went to work for a guy that was doing plumbing. He sat down. It was the guy that did the plumbing for the builder I was working for, and he was sitting at lunch with me one day, and he said, "How would you like to go to work for me?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I don't know plumbing, except but I can learn it." He said, and he told me what he would pay, and he said after a couple weeks he'd give me a 50-cent raise, and he said, "You'll catch on to things real quick," because he'd seen how I work. And the guy that I worked for didn't like to pay very well, and so when I told him what I was doing, I gave him my 2 weeks' notice. "What are you doing?" He said. I said, "I'm going to work for Ed." "What's he paying you?" And I told him. He said, "I'll give you a 5-cent raise, over 5 cents over what he was going to give me to stay." He said. I said, "No thanks. I'll just go ahead and go." Well, anyway, as I was working for Ed, the first or second week I was working, he asked me to do something. I said, "Well, I can't do that." He looked at me and said, "How do you know you can't?" I mean, you just got right in my mouth. "How do you know you can't? Have you ever tried?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, then don't say you can't until you've tried." And that's what I like to say to you today. Don't say "I can't" to God until you try. Because God, with every service that He has, with everything He has for us to do, if He asks you to do it, He'll give you the means and the abilities to do it. And I found out that day that I could do something. I said, "I can't." I don't remember if it was soldering or what it was, but it was something I had never done before. So I just said, "Well, I can't do that." "How do you know you can't?" He said. "Well, I don't know." But, so he encouraged me to not say I can't do something until I had tried it. And you'll see that as you serve in the body of Christ. And Genesis 1:26-7, it says that God created man in His image. So we're created in God's image. He made man and woman both in the image of God. We have body, soul, and spirit. So He knows how each of us is made. He knows what we like, what we don't like. And it says in Scripture, and I didn't look this one up, that He gives us the desires of our heart. I think He puts our desires in us. God gives us the desires of our heart. In the Message, Romans 12:5 says, "Since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be." I like the way that says that. That's verse 5 of Romans 12 there that we read. "Since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be." A Danish proverb says, "What you are is God's gift to you. What you do with yourself is your gift to God." God deserves our best. He doesn't want you to worry about or strive for abilities that you don't have. He wants you to focus on the talents that He has given you to use. So don't worry about if you don't have what somebody else has. If you don't think that you stand up to what somebody else is doing, don't worry about that. God has given each of us. Well, for instance, just think if all of us in here were school teachers. We'd have all our summers off. But there's a lot to school teaching that I can't do, that I can never do. Or think about in the body of Christ, if we were all, suppose that we were all preachers, all of you wanted to be up here every Sunday. I suppose that would work. Or maybe everybody wants to serve. So when it's time to take up the offering or serve communion, everybody gets up and serves everybody else. How would that work? That's why we all have different functions. That's why He made us unique. That's why some of us desire to be one thing and some desire another thing. That's why we all fit and find a place to be in the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17, and I'm reading this out of the Living Bible, says, "Don't act thoughtlessly or foolishly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do." So the first thing that I found that we need to do is look at your gifts and abilities. And that's what I was talking about there in Romans chapter 12 in verses 6 through 8. Yeah, 6 through 8. Some of the different gifts that He's talking about there, but each one of us is gifted separately or differently. We don't all have the same gift. And I've talked to you about this before. But in Ephesians chapter 5 there, it says, "Don't act thoughtlessly or foolishly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do." To try to make a sane estimate of your capabilities. So to do that, make a list. Make a list of what your abilities are. Ask others, "What do you think that I am gifted at?" And as I was looking at these things, your spiritual gifts are confirmed by others. It's not just something that you think, but if you have a spiritual gift or a gifting in the body of Christ, it will be confirmed by somebody else in the body. It's not just You won't just have it by yourself, but you'll have confirmation of it. You can probably, all of you who are serving somewhere will recognize that. That somebody confirmed that you are good at that. So take a look at what you're good at. Take a look at what your capabilities are and what you're good at, and then try to plug yourself in where you fit. You ever try to put a square peg in a round hole? Doesn't fit very good, does it? And kind of that's the way we feel if we're not fitting right in the body of Christ. Sometimes we feel like we're being pushed into something that we don't really fit at, and that's because that's probably not where you belong. Or if you think you belong somewhere and nobody else confirms it, then you probably don't belong there either. Because that confirmation will come through somebody else that you do fit there, that this is something you're gifted at, that you're good at. So try different areas of service. See what God has gifted you with. Second thing I found is to look at your heart and your personality. Where does your heart say you fit? Your heart isn't in it, you probably aren't going to fit there, especially in the body of Christ, because we have to see where our heart is. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6 for this one. Galatians 6 and verses 3 to 5 say, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions, then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else, for each one should carry his own load. So ask yourself questions like, what do I really enjoy doing most? When do I feel the most fully alive? These are questions that you can ask yourself to figure out where you fit. What am I doing when I lose track of time? You ever think about that? Sometimes you'll be doing something and you enjoy it so much, you're into it so much that you lose all track of time, and all of a sudden it's 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, you haven't eaten supper yet, and you went right through it, and then what are you doing when that happens? When you just lose track of time. Do I prefer serving with a team or alone? Just questions that you can ask yourself to see where you fit. The third thing I found in trying to figure out where you belong is examine your experiences and take lessons from them. So we have life experiences, things that we go through life with and do. Let's go back to Deuteronomy for this one. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. Deuteronomy 11, 1 through 7. Probably the last one to find it, aren't I? This one begins with, love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always. Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God, his majesty, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm, the signs he performed and the things he did in the heart of Egypt, both to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his whole country, what he did to the Egyptian army, to its horses and chariots, how he overwhelmed them with the waters of the Red Sea as they were pursuing you, and how the Lord brought lasting ruin on them. It was not your children who saw what he did for you in the desert until you arrived at this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab and the Reubenite, when the earth opened its mouth right in the middle of all Israel and swallowed them up with their households, their tents, and every living thing that belonged to them. But it was your own eyes that saw all these great things that the Lord has done. So God gives us experiences that only we have. Experiences for just me, for just you. And you can look back at those experiences and see how he brought you through them. Learn to trust him. Just a lot of things, but review your life experiences. Look at the lessons that you learned in them. Think about how it has shaped you. And that's a good reason to keep a spiritual journal, so that you can look back at the experiences that God has brought you through. Sometimes we forget them, so it's a good idea to write them down. From your life lessons, consider how he wants to use those lessons to help others. There's sometimes things that we go through that we can share with others and help them through. If you look around at all the different people, we're all at different stages in the body of Christ. We're all at different stages in our spiritual maturity. And so we can learn from each other. We can learn from each other, but we can mostly learn from the experiences that we have and learn to apply that to what we can do for Christ in the body. And the fourth thing that I learned is to accept and enjoy your shape. Don't be upset with the way God made you. Learn to enjoy and accept your shape. Since God knows what's best for you, you should gratefully accept the way he's fashioned you. Romans 9:20 says, "But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, 'Why did you make me like this?'" Instead, we should probably say, "Thank you for making me like this. Thank you for making me unique, making me different than anybody else. Now, Father, how can I use that to glorify you? How can I use this unique self in the body of Christ? How can I help someone else with what you've given me?" In 1 Timothy 4:14 and 15, we better just go there. I've just got part of it written down, so let's just go to 1 Timothy 4. Says in 1 Timothy 4, 14, "Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." So don't neglect your gift. Look at what God has gifted you at. Each one of us is gifted at something. Possibly some of you have more than one gift. And I know you do. I've seen it. So pay attention to what God has gifted you at. Get plugged in. Be part of the body of Christ. And just remember that God deserves my best. He deserves the best that I can do because of his love for us. I would again like to encourage you, if you're missing out on Sunday school, to come be a part of that. Sunday school time, I don't know or understand why some of you don't make an effort to do that, to come for that. It's probably, and I know for me, it's the best part of Sunday, because it's family time. It's time when we share with one another. You're able to input. Gives you a chance to input into the body of Christ, to share in that time. All of our fellowship times like that are special to me because it gives me a chance to get to know you, to learn who you are, to learn how to pray for you and share with you. So if you can come at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, we'd love to have you share in our Sunday school time. Our table's big enough to handle more. And if it gets too big for the conference room, we can move out here. So don't worry about it being too big or that you won't have time to share, because you will. That's one of the things that we do make time for in Sunday school, is to minister to one another. So if you'd like to be a part of that, well, I encourage you to come and be a part of that. It's just a wonderful growing time together. And probably, well, I definitely it's good. Let's leave it at that. So if you have any needs this morning, we'd love to have you come. Praise team can come back to share a final song with us. Anything at all that you'd like us to pray with you about, Jesse and I'll be here to pray with you. Pray for Lindsay this week. Matt texted there. She's going to Texas this week for some training, just for a week of training for her deployment. She'll be going for service pretty soon, for 6 months, I believe, service. So pray for Lindsay. Her training will go well this week. And, come and we'll pray with you.
Your name.